Bon dia, buenos dias, good morning. And also Gogo is going to come with us. I'm from Liverpool, so my Spanish is limited. So if we look through the half glass full, fortunately I will be delivering this in English and not Spanish. So Gogo. We have 45 minutes, and what we would like to do is use the resources in this room. You are all assets and resources to us, and many of you have been working in health promotion or public health for a long time. And that means that you'll be very familiar with the terms community participation, networking, multidisciplinary working. So we've designed World Cafe today to explore how can we work effectively in partnerships? How can we work effectively in networks? And for example, there are also some contentious questions such as, is synergy in health promotion a myth? I was trying to look for the translation in Spanish before, but I don't think we found that. Or, put another way, the benefits of partnership are overrated. So there are all kinds of issues that we could discuss, but there are also kinds of opportunities. How can we build the opportunities to work in an asset-based approach and in using salutogenic theory to turn towards the glass half full? So I'm just going to quickly explain the principles of the World Cafe because we want you to interact and talk and have conversations to co-create a discussion around effective networking. So first of all, I would like 9 volunteers, if you could put your hands up, to be facilitators of the 9 tables.
Here's one.
One, otherwise I will point. Okay, keep your hands up, please. So we have 9 facilitators on 9 tables. We need more.
Need more. 3 more.
Aunt.
Yep, there's a hand, very good.
Elizabeth. Have you got 9? Okay, we've got 9 tables outside and we have 3 questions. The 3 questions will be written on the tables. You'll have 10 minutes for each question. After 10 minutes, we will, do we have a bell or a sound? Yes. And then you can either stay on that table and continue with the discussion to make a more deeper discussion, or you can move to another table and engage with a different discussion with different people. Is this making sense?
Yes.
Good.
With or without coffee?
Yes. As it's a World Cafe, you can grab a coffee or a drink or anything around. But essentially, we have 45 minutes. So please be compassionate, another C, because we will want to break. Then at the end of 45 minutes, we come back for half an hour and then we finish for lunch. So, at the end of the 30 minutes of 3 times 10 minute discussion, we will have 1 final word from each of the 9 tables. We will also collect, on the table will be large sheets of paper where you can write your thoughts and your comments, etc., as you're taking part in the discussion. And these will be hung on the walls or be left out for you to view at lunchtime. Okay, so.
Any questions?
Any questions about the process? Okay, so please, if the 9 facilitators can go to the tables first. The 3 questions are written on each of the tables, 1 question per table. Okay. Can we have the 9 volunteers, the 9 facilitators up at the front, please? The 9 table facilitators at the front. Thank you everybody for participating in the World Cafe. It was very vibrant and a lot of useful and interesting information on the tables. We've taken photographs of the notes on the tables, and these will be available, and also the tables will be, I think, remaining there over lunchtime. Okay, so as we said, if each of the facilitator could state what the question was that they addressed, I have a copy here if you need it, and I'll start at this end. So state your name, state what the question is, and summarise the feedback in either one word or one sentence. No more than one sentence, please. So I'll start over here with Nuria.
Hi, my name is Nuria. The sentence that I had, it was my best personal experience of networking is, and I think the main word would be sharing.
Thank you.
Nuria? Yeah. My question was, successful networking requires the most word is the open-minded. And empathy.
Good, excellent, thank you.
Well, it's nice to hear that different tables end up at the same thing. I also said successful networking requires, and we also came up with the most important thing being an open mind, and that incorporates a lot of other assets that you need. So.
Thanks, Caroline. Gwen?
My question was also about the best personal experience on networking, and it developed from a very personal experience mentioned by Carlos, who said it was marriage. And it developed into social engagement and professional engagement. So we covered all three aspects of it.
Brilliant. It was nice to hear about a story as well, because we talked about conversations and stories.
I had the point, synergy in health promotion is a myth. The benefits of partnerships are overrated. That was my topic, or our topic, and we discussed it and decided that often those synergy and partnerships are rhetoric or lip service tokenism, and that to really make a difference in networking and partnerships, it must be linked to local activities. When it just comes from above, that doesn't mean anything and has no impact. And it needs genuine exchange of viewpoints of people who are involved in local practices. Otherwise, it's not necessary, and it remains a buzzword and a lip service.
How would you describe
that's what we discussed. Genuine means that people are engaged in the partnerships, and that it's not just out of their profession that they do it, but out of their whatever heart or the value base, etc.
The table I were at, we had the same question as Aunt, at whether synergy is a myth. And what we sort of started out with was saying that synergy can never be overrated, but partnerships can be overrated in creating this type of synergy. And also that partnership could function destructively if people don't really match, have different objectives, and also if there is a power imbalance within the network. But of course, so in that sense, they will not be able to provide synergy. And but good functioning partnership can provide synergy, and also maybe at the late stage empowerment. So what we say that basically that synergy has to be that 1 + 1 is more than 2, or 1 + 1 is 3 or more. That is how synergy is created. Thank you.
Hi. We were in successful networking requires, and mostly we were saying that it requires sharing goals, resources, win-win attitude, active participation, and everything articulated through love, friendship, and a positive attitude.
Thank you. Hi. I had my best personal experiences with networking. I think the concept which emerged from our discussions really is friendship, and that friendship is something that has emerged from effective networking and from that synergy that is there. So that was really a main concept that brought, you know, all the discussions back to that. Yeah, that the. I think that friendships then bring everybody together, and there's trust and understanding and cooperation and looking at as a team. There's, say, a lot of times there's no I in team, and that's something that it's about we and us and what we can do together.
So I also had the synergy in health promotion is a myth. And so one of the things we talked about a lot was, how do you actually measure whether it is successful or not? So if synergy in health promotion, we discussed that part of that is sort of this process of participating and sharing knowledge and skills. So how do you measure whether that was actually successful? Is that done through publications, or is that done through more informal, non-material measures?
Brilliant. Thank you very much. Thank you to the table facilitators for bringing those together. And for those of you... For those of you who are staying for the summer school, these are some of the issues that we will be exploring, both theoretically and through an exchange or co-production of knowledge about, based on your experiences in networks and building bridges. So I'm now going to hand over to Klaus for the